Joining us now is Sergeant Spencer Crum, spokesperson for the Sonoma County Sheriff's Department. Hi, Spencer.
Hi, Steve. How you doing?
Good, man. I'm still wearing that Sonoma Strong thing that you gave me weeks and weeks ago.
Yeah, the blue one. Good. Thanks. Yeah. Appreciate that.
All right, this is weird. I just heard this when I got an alert on my phone from the Press Democrat. Let me quote Nick Rahame in the PD. The federal immigration chief took aim at Sonoma County Sheriff Rob Giordano and his office on Fox News today, slamming California's new sanctuary law. Explain what this was all about. And I'm assuming you guys have seen this, right?
Yeah, Nick, the author of the Press Democrat article, sent it to me earlier in the day. I have seen it. You know, ICE tends to take shots on us whenever we can. It's really disappointing to hear that they're, you know, coming after Sonoma County when we're in the middle of, you know, rebuilding from one of our worst natural disasters ever.
Right.
But, you know, there is a new sanctuary law that the state enacted starting January 1st. And all the sheriff's departments and police departments have to comply with the state law. And so that's what we're doing.
Well, he said in Sonoma County a few weeks ago, an illegal, what is wrong with me today? An illegal alien was arrested, and they're saying that ICE put a detainer on him, and then he said Sonoma County didn't honor the detainer. What do you have to say on all this? I mean, it's very confusing.
It is confusing because he's mistaken. It wasn't a few weeks ago. This was a case back from August, from our second rewrite of our immigration policy. Back in August, we did have an illegal immigrant who was arrested for a domestic violence charge, and ICE put a detainer on him, which have been ruled unconstitutional by the courts. And so the detainer basically lets us hold somebody for 2 days after they would otherwise be eligible for release. Well, a federal court up in Oregon has said, we can't do that. That's a constitutional violation. So the immigrant posted bail, and we notified ICE that he was being released from custody. ICE wasn't able to get up to Sonoma County in time. Their closest office is down in San Francisco. And he got released before ICE could get there. And so once he was released, 2 weeks later, he was... He killed his girlfriend, and he's been arrested for murder back in, you know, August 17th, I believe. And ICE seems to be really citing this single case nationwide as a reason why immigrants pose a significant risk to the community.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of people who get arrested for domestic violence in our county that get out of jail and don't go murder their significant others.
Exactly. We have a clip from that Fox News broadcast here. Stand by, Spencer, Mike.
Sure.
So, Director, what do you do if local police turn the other way and say, all right, our loyalty is to the governor?
Well, first of all, the street cops, they do not like this legislation. They're totally against it. The street cops understand what we're trying to do. We want to take public safety threats out of the communities. And so this comes up. This is a political decision. This isn't a law enforcement decision. No one thought about the safety of law enforcement when this decision was made. I mean, no one thought about cases like Kate Steinle. You know, there's other. I can give example in Sonoma County a few weeks ago. An illegal alien was arrested. We put a detainer on him. He was arrested for domestic violence. Sonoma County didn't honor the detainer. What happened? 2 weeks later, he killed that girl. Now she has two young daughters without a mother. So I can give example after example of the effect this law is going to have on the community safety in the state of California.
Wow. Any other thoughts, Spence?
Well, I think he is right in one sense that it is a political decision. SB 54 was designed in Sacramento, signed into law, and, you know, We are abiding by state law, and unless that's changed or, you know, court cases change it, we're going to abide by the law of the land, and that's what we do.
The acting director of ICE, who's the guy you just heard, said also, quote, California better hold on tight. We're going to be all over the place. Wow.
Yeah, definitely concerning. It is concerning that he makes this type of inflammatory statement. It's not what we want to hear in our county here.
What can you say in rebuttal to anti-immigration people and a lot of Trump supporters about this situation? Because they're probably going agreeing with this Holman guy.
But certainly. There's a lot of people on that side of the fence. I will say that we will abide by the law, and if the law has changed, we will abide by the law. And we do cooperate with ICE to an extent, in that if you are convicted of a serious or violent felony or misdemeanor that's in the Senate bill, then we certainly will notify ICE upon your release or upon that immigrant's release. And there's been a case decision that says once you're eligible for release, we can no longer hold you for that 2-day period that ICE wants to hold you for. Waiting for ICE to come get you. And so there's all kinds of ways that ICE could come get an immigrant should they just do the extra work like every other law enforcement agency has to. They can certainly go get an arrest warrant and get signed by a judge, and we will honor a judge's arrest warrant, or they can move an office closer up here to Santa Rosa and come get the immigrant. There's a lot of options in their purview that they can come use and enact what they want to enact, but that's kind of on them and not necessarily on us.
Yeah. Wow. So you've obviously talked to Rob. What did he have to say? I mean, what are his thoughts at this point?
Sheriff Giordano, he's not in the office today.
Oh, okay.
But he and I have had many discussions on immigration, and I know where his heart's at, and we've been fighting this ICE battle for quite some time now. You'll remember a few weeks ago during the fires, and they wanted to criticize us on a guy that got arrested for an arson that wasn't related to the major firestorm. And
right.
They're just taking every shot they can at us. But, like I said, we're about enforcing the law. And what the law says, you know, we're sworn to uphold, and we will do what the law tells us to do.
Well, it's going to be fascinating to watch this as we move forward. Sergeant Spencer Crum, spokesperson for the Sonoma County Sheriff's Department. Always a pleasure, and thank you so much for joining us today.
You bet, Steve. You take care now. Thank you.
You too.